Well, once again, my name is Drew Wethington. I'm a product manager with John Deere on the cotton harvesting team. It really is a pleasure to be with you today, especially because of the weather. I think the rest of my colleagues are up in Des Moines right now battling the latest polar vortex, as they call it. And if I'm lucky, it'll be 5 below when I get home tomorrow. So best case scenario. But yes, so without further ado, I do have a lot to cover as well, so I'll get started. Thanks to Tommy a second ago for the a little bit of a segue for us. Really, my topic today that I want to share is really all about data and creating value with data. How I want to kind of structure kind of our talk today is really kind of a boots on the ground. What is the state of the state with Harvest ID Cotton? Some of the ways that people are using it, but then also take a look ahead into the future, see what's kind of coming down the pipeline, both with John Deere and what we kind of anticipate seeing in the future. So what is Harvest ID Cotton? Here's, y'all can read this, but it's really a process in which the RFID tags that are embedded in the module wrap are automatically documented or for use by the grower gen or other trusted advisor to aid in really a couple of main ways. And one is the agronomic decision support piece, and then there's obviously the logistics piece to hopefully and with the intent of simplifying the process, making it more efficient. So we do have a number of things that we capture using the Harvest Identification Cotton System. It's been around since we introduced it in 2012, and it's available on all of our 7760 cotton harvesters back since the beginning, and then also now with our new CP690 cotton picker, which is the replacement for the 7760, and then the new CS690 cotton stripper. So this is our third season with Harvest ID Cotton, and we capture 18 data points currently for each individual module. So there's the module ID and the serial number, which are interrelated. They're not the same, but they are interrelated, and we do have some confusion on that with some people, and I'll hit on that a little bit later and kind of attempt to clarify that. There's the latitude and longitude that is snapped when the module is wrapped. There's the GMT date and time, as well as the local time, client, farm, and field information, variety, the machine serial number. You can put the operator in that was running the machine when the module was formed. Labels that we call Gen ID and Producer ID, they can be a generic or they can be specific to some of the operations that you all have in place today, as well as kind of a running total of field area, season total. So like the number of modules that this one is in the whole season, and then also the module diameter. So we really have a lot of information that we think is starting to lay the groundwork for some really valuable things going forward. So how does it work? On board the machine, we have, as you can see, an RFID reader. So every single portion of wrap, as most know, has a unique RFID chip and tag with a unique ID and serial number. When the module wrapping sequence begins, that tag and chip is read by an onboard RFID reader, which is then so that number is then pulled into the onboard CAN bus system and sent to a controller, where it is then met up with the latitude and longitude that I mentioned a second ago. So that's pulled from the Starfire, a Starfire 3000 receiver or an ITC or the yellow bubbles that you see on the green equipment. So that's where that is associated. That information travels down to the 2630 display or 2600 display, where it's then compiled with a lot of the other data, a lot of this information that I mentioned before, and is compiled into on a file server into a very simple CSV text file. So one way to export this data, then once the information is on the 2630 display and saved, you can always pull it manually with a data card. We also have the ability now to send it wirelessly using a modular telematics gateway or a kind of a cellular antenna that the machines can be equipped with. So with a JD-Link subscription and wireless data transfer subscription, those files can then be sent wirelessly to the individual producer's My John Deere account. So My John Deere, I'll hit on a little bit later, but it's kind of an online data sharing tool that we have online now as well. It has growing capabilities every day. But when once that information is in the My John Deere account, it is the producer's information, and they can choose to do with it and share it with who they like. So getting back to the RFID chips themselves, over the years we've spent a lot of energy on the standardization and the coding schemes of our module IDs and our serial numbers, as well as the tags themselves, and we believe provide a great framework for the industry going forward. We get a lot of questions on the RFID chips themselves. What we use are Monza 5 UHF tag chip that they are used in the TAMA round module wrap. We use it because it is an industry leader in reliability and consistency. It's made by a company called Impinj. Impinj makes all of the tag chips, so this is the chip itself that you're looking at here at the top of the page. They do have industry compliance of EPC Global and ISO 18000 6C. And for anyone that would like some easy reading on detailed technical specifications of RFID tags, they're all public and online. So as far as the patents go, we do have with John Deere hold the exclusive patent for having RFID tags in the round module wrap. And then TAMA Plastics then has the patent on the Z-lock separation system. So just a couple other quick kind of tidbits of information. The RFID antenna that I mentioned that is on board the machine has, since the beginning, it's all been supplied by a company called Intermec. And then finally, just as a kind of a notice to the industry, all of the TAMA round module wrap will have four tags in it for 2015 with the intent of supporting the quickly growing both the interest and the capability of using this RFID system. So a little bit more on the standards. So all of our RFID chips are encoded with it's an EPC standard or electronic product code standard. This is a global standards organization their goal is really to be able to provide a universal identifier for pretty much everything in the world. I mean, they deal in barcodes all the way to RFID tags. It is an open standard. So as part of the EPC, there is a what's called a GID 96 or General Identifier 96 coding scheme. That is the coding scheme that we are using in the RFID tags. What that is, it's a little bit of a catch-all coding scheme, and it really catches things that either don't fall neatly into barcodes or if they don't have any kind of heritage in standards. So looking on the right side of the screen, this is a little bit of probably an eye chart for you, a little bit more than what I had hoped it would be. But first off, just to kind of clarify the module ID and serial number, we do call them two different things. So the serial number is the 11-digit number that is actually physically printed with numbers on the tag itself. You can walk up to the round module and read it off. It's 11 digits long. It does include the year of manufacture of the wrap, which is the first two digits. So now, this number is in the module ID, which is this 24-digit string here at the bottom of the screen. And if you look at the last 9 digits, that is in a hexadecimal format. So what happens is you take an 11-digit kind of a generic numbering system down to it's truncated down to 9 digits in order to fit it and all the other information onto that 24-digit string. So sometimes that can cause confusion, and some people have had to learn that a more difficult way than what we would have hoped. But there's also some other information here. We have the RFID position, the portion number on the roll. This first part of the serial number, or excuse me, the module ID, is John Deere customized. So it includes numbers that are assigned by the EPC that are company specific, and which means, in other words, John Deere has its own company identifier that makes those numbers unique to John Deere. I think I hit everything there. Quickly here, these RFID bridges, let's call them, are starting to pop up across the U.S. and Australia as well. As a best practice, if anybody is looking into putting one of these in for the 2015 harvest, a lot of folks are using the Speedway Revolution type of reader. It's also made by Impinj, who, if you remember, also makes our RFID tag chips, and they seem to work really well. That's the kind of information that hopefully can be shared amongst platforms like the Gen Exchange that was just presented, hopefully you can share best practices that way as well. So that was kind of the boots on the ground, or the kind of the state of the state approach. Now I'll move ahead and take a look at the future and kind of as a segue into that, I guess I'll hit on a few reports from the industry and kind of how some of these this technology is really actively being used. It does generate module pickup and expected delivery lists. Folks are using it to check in modules there at the gen with RFID bridges, both at the scale and then again at the feeder area. Have seen some fiber quality maps. Yeah, got a question. Sure. Yeah. So the question was, will these RFID readers read through basically the sides of a module truck, or the tarps, right? So they will read through a tarp. They will not read through metal. That's the short answer of it. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So one of the other things that we have seen are, and really this is really getting into the value of the data, is there are fiber quality maps starting to be generated through kind of third parties and service providers, and really through the ginning information. So they're taking the harvest ID files, taking it all the way down to the classing information, and then bringing it all the way back in to where it's colored like a yield map, but it's either a staple map or a mite map or a color map. So there are some really powerful things that today are not easy to do, but are being done. Also seen some automated emailing going on when around modules they hit the gin yard. Those can be associated based on the expected delivery pickup that has kind of come around through My Gin Deer off of the machine, and then sent out that file can then be sent back out to the grower to notify them that the modules have been picked up. So speaking of My John Deere again, like I said before, My John Deere is really a key way that we're enabling the controlled sharing of information in a lot of different ways. I mentioned earlier the ability of our cotton harvesters that they have to send the Harvest Study files wirelessly to the grower's account. And one way that some software companies are looking at streamlining that process is through what we call an application programming interface with My John Deere. Basically what that is, again, as you kind of go around clockwise from the left, the machine, you know, sends it to My John Deere. You have a file with an API agreement with My John Deere and with permission with the grower. That information can be more automatically pulled into the Gen software application. This is in the very, very early stages, but we do see a promise in that and streamlining the whole process. So if anybody is interested as a Genner or has interest from their Gen software application or the business system, you can go to developer.deer.com, and it can take you step by step through that process and get you online. So future plans. Looking out on the horizon, we do have some plans for the future based on customer and Genner requests. We have been asked to provide onboard cotton moisture reading and also onboard module weighing. The improved integration of Harvest ID cotton into the cotton harvesters, which would include an integration of that moisture and weight onboard that would then be associated with those other 18 data points. Enhancements to the My John Deere interface that can be more tailored to our cotton growers and ultimately to our Genners. And then also some mobile app interfaces that we think can really support the industry. So really, it's a short list of items, but we believe have some very exciting implications for the industry as everybody tries to become more efficient and profitable. So this is a summary. I'm in pretty good shape, I think. So summary. We do think that harvest identification cotton is an important step in the overall dirt to shirt vision that a lot of us, I think, share. That ability to link the gen and classing information all the way back to the producer and the tracer in the field where the cotton was formed has been a long time coming, but does have some massive logistical and agronomic insights. But it's fun to see it start to become a reality, and we are excited to be a part of the transformation and look forward to working with all of you going forward to help this vision materialize into a valuable reality. So with that, looks like I'm you on time. I'm over. Oh, sorry about that. I did have a question in the middle. So. Yeah. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Drew. Perhaps John Deere could work on a RFID chip we could put in our boot in a boot and give that to our Genner and maybe give us information like how many steps they took that day, how many times they kept their eyes closed for longer than 5 seconds, vapor trail of their actual whereabouts, and good information for us Genners like that as well. So that was excellent. That's exciting technology, and it's neat to see it coming together, so we appreciate that.